What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, so switching it up a little bit today. I just reached episode 30 here, so I'm going to go a little bit meta, and I'm going to create some content today about creating content. So I want to cover kind of my methodology for creating the content that I publish right now. And I'm hoping that it'll give you some ideas and some inspiration on how to get started yourself creating content. So this episode is for those of you who were most likely like me and have procrastinated and have been planning on getting a content strategy launched and have grand ambitions for a blog and all of these great content pieces, but you just haven't started cranking out the content marketing strategy that you need to yet. This episode is for you. So today I'm going to go through step-by-step of creating a piece of content. And what I do, it's pretty straightforward, definitely not that revolutionary. Really, I should have been doing this since 10 years ago, of course, but I always believe that it is better late than never. And that goes for you too. Even in this new world of generative AI, content is still going to be king. And in fact, I still believe that the playing field has actually been leveled and that we as marketers have now an opportunity to capitalize on a bit of a second content marketing boom. There are going to be people who abuse AI, and Google is already taking down sites for not actually being helpful and for not having mostly correct human generated content. And I think if you can use AI, but still, have original content that Google recognizes as correct, accurate, and insightful, you have a chance to jump to the lead of the pack again here. So to get started, I always just do some good old-fashioned brainstorming, obviously, and this is what these Gen AI tools are perfect for. Obviously, I prompt either ChatGPT or Gemini or Claude, and I ask them to just generate a list of like 50 or so trending topics. You can also, I also recommend following some newsletters or some writers or some figureheads in your industry that you look up to, and use them for inspiration as well. You know, see what they're talking about, see what their customers are talking about, see what topics in their newsletters are, and give your own take on those topics and use that for some of your episodes. Exploding Topics, that's a great website to check out. If you need some inspiration for what to talk about or what's actually topical, that's going to make your episodes and your content relevant and timely. And along with the list of topics, I'll also ask the model to generate some headlines that are going to be good hooks for each of these topics. You know, you're going for a little bit of clickbait, but not over the top, basically, you know. So once I have this list, then I'll go through the topics and basically just decide which ones that I feel like would make a good piece of content that I feel like I can have an insightful, useful input on. If I'm just going to be repeating or reciting something that I don't believe is particularly helpful, or I don't believe that I have anything new to add to the conversation, then I'll generally try and avoid that piece of content. Now, this episode today is definitely not original, going through an omni-channel publishing strategy, but it is strictly my process. So just wanting to share it with all of you. So I'll use these topics that I feel like are relevant, topical, eye-catching, and that I can contribute to, and use that to build out my publishing schedule. Now, the second step is the hardest, and that's the actual creating, obviously. And for the years leading up to this, while I've worked in marketing or been building websites, I had convinced myself that, okay, you just got to write an article. You got to write a blog. You got to sit down and type out a 2,000, 3,000 word post. And you got to make sure that the headlines are correct and that the grammar is correct and the flow is all, you know, and it's not that I think I'm a bad writer. I just don't enjoy it. And there's nothing more discouraging to me than a blank page. So I finally just took the plunge and just started creating audio content with this podcast. It's much easier for me to take a topic, take an outline, and just freeform it and kind of freestyle and discuss a topic based off that outline and give my input And it's much easier to do that for me than come up with a 2,000 plus word blog post, what have you. So for you, whether you write these content pieces or whether you record them, doesn't matter. Whatever is the most comfortable and natural way for you to just generate the words. And once you have the words, the hard part is over. And the key to this strategy is this AI empowered multi-channel publishing. And that's a repurposing of this one core piece of content into several other pieces. So again, content marketers have been touting this for the last few years, but if you're not doing this content repurposing yet, it's time to start. And it's what is I'm using to fuel my episodes and content growth and the growth of my early accounts here. So for each episode I record, there's going to be a corresponding post on my website. It's going to break down the summary of the episode, the keywords, the takeaways, any relevant links that I covered in that episode. I use Riverside FM to record and edit and export my podcasts and stuff. I believe they're owned by Spotify now. And I like the tool. It definitely has a few things that could use improvement, but what I really like about it is some of the AI features, and it helps me generate these episode summaries, the keywords, the takeaways, and you'll definitely want to go through and read them and correct them. There's often a couple little misspelled, whether it's misspelled or just misspoken words. It's definitely always go over your AI generated content with a human eye. And along with the post, then I'll have an embedded YouTube video. So a YouTube video is going to be created now along with the podcast episode and the post. So now I have an audio recording. I have the website post. I have a YouTube video. Next, I will just write a short, snippy, what I think to be clever or punny, eye-catching post. And I'll publish this short version along with the link to the episode to X. I'll do a small post on X. I'll do a post on Facebook, and I'll do a Google My Business update, an update on Google Business for my listing, if you will. I'll then take the transcript from that episode. And so what you'll want to do here is make sure you're posting content that you think is optimized to perform the best in the platform you're posting. Obviously, if you're posting in LinkedIn, don't post a little short thing that you would in Twitter. So that's why I took these short versions and I did three separate posts. And what I'm going to do now is use a Gen AI, and I typically use Claude for the actual writing of my post. I think Claude 3.5 Sonnet is really impressive and probably one of the better models at just writing in general. So I'll enter the transcript from my episode and I'll enter it into Claude, and I'll ask Claude, or I'll prompt Claude to generate a post that's optimized for LinkedIn. So these posts are typically long form. They often break things down into lists, and they seek to get the user to, excuse me, click read more. I've also started taking the transcript and I'm working to transform it into like an infographic, a visual list for the takeaways from that episode. I've seen a lot of these visual lists, these infographic lists performing well on LinkedIn right now. Next, I use a tool called OneUp to schedule an X thread. So throwing together an X thread where it builds on each of the previous posts can be a little bit of a pain if you're just copy and paste it into X. So there's several tools out there to help you generate these threads. And I use a tool called OneUp to split up my posts into these threads. And so I'll do this and I'll schedule it in addition to that shorter X post as well. And I also post that thread on Instagram Threads. So now let's review what we have so far. We've created one podcast, and from that podcast, we've generated a website post, an update for Google My Business, a YouTube video, two posts for X, one regular, well, one traditional small post, and then one longer thread, a LinkedIn post that's been optimized, for LinkedIn, along with a infographic, and an Instagram thread as well. And so now all of that was just based off of the transcript and takeaways from, the episode that I recorded. Now, what I'm also working to do is develop shorts from clips of each episode, and incorporate that into Instagram Reels or TikTok posts, and incorporate that into this publication strategy. And Riverside has some awesome tools where it will generate some clips for you. I need to start experimenting with that and testing it out. That's kind of next on my content goals here. So there's two more categories to add to your omni-channel or multi-channel publishing, shorts and reels, excuse me, or YouTube shorts as well. You can use these clips for YouTube shorts. You have shorts, reels, you have TikTok. And that is pretty simply, it's again, nothing too groundbreaking here. Content marketers have been finding a lot of success and have been doing this for several years already, but it's never too late to start. And with the support of these AI tools, we all have an opportunity now to be competitive again in content marketing. So go create and let me know when you do. I am looking forward to seeing your stuff. Okay, that's it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or you found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and subscribe, excuse me, follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and super helpful to the show. So until next time, thanks for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.